Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Today's word has trundled through history in many shapes and sizes. Strapped to the backs of donkeys, shoved into stagecoaches, heaved into the holds of ships, and wheeled briskly through airports by those who have left it a little late for their flight. A word packed in with historical baggage, treasured belongings, and, of course, needless knick-knacks. It could contain things precious to your heart, or be an encumbrance, a burden, a load, even an impediment. So let us set down our kit bag of troubles, and not so much smile, 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 but rather unpack my heart with words, to Uncle Will's first usage of the word luggage. Now, William would first use this in the martial setting of his Henry sagas. In the first part of his Henry IV, Uncle Will would introduce us to the practical, if somewhat gruesome sense, when he has Falstaff come upon the body of the traitorous Hotspur, who was killed in battle by the young Prince Hal, by the way, and decides to claim the kill for himself. Hal, when presented with this fantastical tale, tells Falstaff to bring your luggage nobly on your back. But it would be in William's tale of the grown-up Hal, now Henry V, and his harrowing battle of Agincourt, where the meaning lands with, for me at least, a profound weight. The English soldiers, battle-weary and struggling with sickness, are met by an overwhelming French army on their retreat to Calais. Before them in the field are amassed some 60,000 men, that's 60,000, outnumbering the English 5-1. As the story goes, and due in large part to the soggy weather and the English longbowmen, the French lose some 7,000 to 10,000 soldiers in the battle. And as William tells it, the French army changes tactics and breaks one of the hard and fast rules of chivalric conduct. They move behind the lines and brutally slaughter the unarmed English page boys and squires. It is in Act 4, Scene 7, where Captain Fluellen comes across the bloody scene.
Kill the boys and the luggage. 'Tis expressly against the law of arms. 'Tis as arrant a piece of knavery, mark you now, as can be offered. In your conscience now, is it not?
Certainly there's not a boy left alive.
Just a little linguistic aside, the character of Fluellen is the captain of the Welsh contingent of Henry's army, which accounts for his pronunciation as Luttgage. Uncle Will did not, of course, pull luggage out of thin air. The word lug came from the Middle English luggen, which more than likely came via the Norse luga, which means to pull or drag by the hair, or, interestingly, ear. For lug initially meant something that protruded or projects out, like an ear. And in fact, there are still some places in Scotland that still use lug as slang for ears. So it is good to keep in mind when traipsing off on holiday to French historical battlefields or the historically French fort of Baton Rouge to keep your belongings in sight and keep your lugs open to the TSA agent's instructions. Though you can carry your verbal valise in your mind, your shoes and other luggage needs to go in the bin. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell, until next time.
Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by the generous support of the Cowie Family Charitable Trust and Michelle and Kelvin McElwain. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc and wherever you get your podcasts.